This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
And we just wanted to say, just like we said on yesterday's episode, we are still standing with all of the protests and the fight for justice that is going on right now. We have the Betches Good Influence Fund for Racial Justice that we set up that you can donate to and learn more about at betches.co/donate. And we also did have an episode of the At Betches podcast this week where two of our women of color co-workers shared a lot of their experiences, and I would definitely recommend listening. It was super insightful. And right. Barry?
And we also have a t-shirt on our website, shopbetches.com, where 100% of the proceeds from this shirt are going to the ACLU Voting Rights Project. It's a really nice shirt. We've sold a ton. I highly suggest you go to the website and look at it. We also have other stuff that is also being donated. So yeah, go to shopbetches.com and our shirt says apathy has left the group chat. So it's powerful, but has our, you know, our spin on it. And the back says hashtag Black Lives Matter, and it's going to a good cause. So
This has certainly been a week. It has, I gotta say, it's been weird. It's been interesting watching Bravo shows this week that obviously were filmed months ago. And it just is funny because like, it feels like such a strange time to be watching like Aaliyah and Ramona argue about being drunk in Newport. But at the same time, it's like, it's nice to have like one thing that feels normal.
Yeah, exactly. I was on my computer, obviously, just now working, and the Zoom link to record was just sent. And out loud, I go, what is this? I did not know what day it was. I was like, we are recording. That's right. It's Friday. Like, I had no idea. But
yeah,
here we are.
It's funny because we've done this week at Betches, we've really like pivoted all of our content and stuff to be relevant to what's going on in the world right now. So this is kind of like the one part of my week where I'm like, oh yeah, like
work.
I can talk about Housewives for an hour.
Yay. Also, like, sorry to the listeners where I now realize that every week I say I don't know what day it is. Like, I do, but sometimes I just really don't.
That's also the hazard of that we record 3 times a week. So it's like, it basically could be any day.
Well, it's crazy because we do know what day it is based on what shows are on. I'll say it once, I'll say it again. Like, that's how I know what day it is.
Truly. And now, I mean, we're going to be working from home all summer. We've already, Betches has already told us we're working from home through Labor Day. So we have, you know, at least a couple more months of this. And it's like, yeah, that is the only thing that keeps me on the schedule every week is that I have these shows going on. Obviously today we're talking about Real Housewives of New York. This episode was interesting. So last week, obviously we had this Newport trip that was just fucking bananas with Leah being drunk off her ass, and that whole dinner scene was just ridiculous. And this week is kind of like a response episode to that.
Right. And Sarah, Leah's sister, has arrived, which, like, thankfully, because we can now see the drama of unfold of how the women feel about that. But I said it a few weeks ago, and Ramona keeps referring to her as the sister. And you know what? Let me tell you something. The sister should be a housewife. That's how I feel.
Sarah
Ramona
is
running to get her a chair. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like none of the women like have ever met another person before. They all don't, they're all being so gracious. And Sonia fucking not even getting up and not even putting her hand out to hi. I was like, oh, that's nice. That's really nice.
It was, it's so interesting because obviously last week there was all of this back and forth about whether or not Sarah was invited and whether she could come. And then at a certain point, it was clear that she was coming no matter what Ramona said. And it's interesting to see this week how they kind of deal with the fact, because they're talking about how, you know, there's a certain code of conduct in this group and they have to behave a certain way. And it's like, does that not extend to being polite to someone that you're meeting for the first time? That's
because I've,
even if you're not happy that she's there, she's your friend's sister whom you're meeting for the first time.
But it's always this. If Ramona's not the one in charge, or if it's not Ramona's friend, or if it's not Ramona's dinner, it's a problem. You're right. She said, we have a specific, like a demeanor that to hang out with us. What do you mean? Like, you go against everything you said. First of all, her behavior has continuously shown us that she's just not a nice person. And last night's episode kind of disgusted me. I was like, how dare you, almost. I made it feel like she was offending me. I was like, she's so rude. She puts her back to people. She's so nasty. And I'm like, it's really starting to come out.
Well, it's one thing for Ramona to say that, you know, you were being sloppy and drunk. And that's, I mean, okay, Ramona, she's been drunk on the show before, but has she ever, you know, thrown things and ripped a curtain and whatever? Not really. But for Ramona
to
act,
she threw a glass at Kristen's face.
True, true, true. But for Ramona to act like she's not continuously over 12 seasons now been rude to people,
right,
and been dismissive to service industry workers.
Dismissive is the word.
And things like that. It's like, okay, just because you don't like the way that Leah was a drunk mess last night doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're Little Miss Perfect, because Ramona is, that's whether you like Ramona as a housewife or not, I think Ramona's great TV, but she is one of the rudest people on the show that you see from watching it.
I agree. I'm not going to lie. I've said it before. I think she does make great TV. However, she's really changing, like almost in front of our eyes. And I'm like, I don't like it. And I really, really enjoy how all of the other women, including Elise, are coming to Leah's defense, because Ramona's not right in this situation. And I can't defend her at all. Like she's not doing it. She's like blatantly ignoring Tinsley while she's talking to her. She's ignoring, who else did she ignore? She ignored Sarah, her Leah's sister. I'm like, oh my goodness.
See, the thing is, I still don't particularly like Elise, but I appreciated that she, because last episode we saw her bringing up Leah's daughter in a way that was really uncalled for. Mm-hmm. And I respect the fact that she was called out on that. She acknowledged that it was wrong. And this episode, we saw her really course correct and stand up for Leah when it was the right thing to do. And okay, so then they're at this dinner, and I guess Tinsley knows the owners or something. Tinsley knows the owner.
Right. But again, it wasn't Ramona's dinner, so she had a problem with
it. So they go in, and immediately no one is sitting at the table besides Tinsley, Leah, and Sarah. A couple of them are in the bathroom. Ramona immediately goes to the bar and starts hitting on a guy who we find out is engaged. And
that scene was so funny.
It was one thing for Ramona to pull her, like, oh, I'm going to go to the bar, see who's here, get a drink, whatever, right, then I'll come to the table. But at least from the way they edited it, it seemed like this went on for a long time. Mm-hmm. That Ramona was at the bar, and all of a sudden it was Ramona and Sonia and Luann, and then Dorinda was at the bar, and they're talking to these guys. And it's one of those things where I don't really care so much about like etiquette, whatever, but that's fucking rude. If you're going to a group dinner and you won't come sit down at the table, it's like,
and they had no reason to. Like, why weren't they going to sit at the table? But it was very funny when Leah saw the women like hounding this guy. So she was like, fuck this. Like, me and my sister are hot. Like, we're going to go over there. And this is so something my friends and I would do. Like, in their mind, she was like, if this guy takes one look at us, like, he's not gonna. And then he was like rude to them, rude to Leah and Sarah. Yeah. And then Leah actually posted something about him. Like, they found out who he was. He's actually like in politics, I think, and like doesn't like women or something. It's interesting.
Great. Sounds like right up Ramona's alley, honestly.
Yeah. So anyway, once they get to that table, once Leah ordered that ravioli, I was like, oh, it's over for you bitches. This episode is over. That's all I wanted. I was like, oh my God, here it comes. Here it comes. But and even at the table, like Ramona was so nasty at the table, but she threw the ravioli, most important part of the episode. It literally splatters. Like, I laughed out loud when Elise goes, Ramona, it's all over you. It's all over you.
The best was the next, I just don't want to forget to mention this because it was one of my favorite moments ever. The next morning when Luann is filling in Dorinda on what happened because Dorinda left early, and Luann goes, she threw a ravioli. Like, it's the most horrifying thing that Luann has ever encountered.
Right. Can we also talk about that Dorinda left early because of how drunk she was? Like, why is, like, no one putting blame on it? And that's fine. Dorinda was allowed to be drunk, but, like, she was drunk in a restaurant as opposed to Leah being outside. Was she as drunk as Leah? No. But we're not talking about that. That, like, Dorinda was also slurring her words to the point where production couldn't figure out what to put for the captioning.
The amount of times in Dorinda's time on the show that they've had to put like a subtitle that just says unintelligible when Dorinda's talking is honestly a little alarming.
Like, but here's the thing. When Elise said that, it's all over you, did it not go through your head a little bit that you, it looked to me that Elise like kind of wished she was the one that threw the ravioli also. They were probably like, damn, I should have thrown a ravioli at Ramona. She didn't even flinch. She didn't even move.
I think even as horrified as Luann sounded, I think there have been times when she would have liked to throw a ravioli at Ramona Singer. It's like a rite of passage. If you haven't wanted to throw a ravioli at Ramona, you haven't been on Housewives long enough.
But so sorry, I'm muting because my dog's barking really quickly.
It's fine. I mean, like, Leah's dog barked, whatever.
Right, but I'm not Leah, so.
Okay, fine.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
So the next morning, we have Elise all of a sudden defending Leah to Ramona and Sonia. Sarah is basically complaining to Leah about how the previous night went, which honestly, I would too. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where, again, if I were Leah, I probably just wouldn't have brought my sister there, but I still feel bad. I mean, she wasn't responsible for the way it went down.
Right. And it's just funny because, again, we were making it seem like she was inviting a random guy to a girl's getaway trip, and her sister came to Rhode Island for one night. So end of story. But you're right. It could have went a bunch of different ways. But it's very nice because the next day we see all the girls, you know, doing their own thing. Luann's having her meeting about a cabaret show, which I thought was funny that she noted that Luann apparently put cabaret on the map, which I thought was interesting, an interesting point. I was like, wow.
I just need to, okay, so Ben, who's Luann's whatever, arranger, producer, whatever, he compares her singing Feelin' Giovanni at her concert to Barbara Streisand singing People. He's like, you know, you got to do your signature songs. It's like when you go to a Barbara Streisand concert, she has to sing People. You have to sing Feelin' Giovanni. I really hope Barbara Streisand doesn't watch Real Housewives of New York because... I would hate to know.
Yeah, it's so funny too. They always go. I love seeing where they go to dine, like, and the restaurants. I always look them up. They go to like the fanciest places, and not saying you need to like have a cocktail, whatever. But they both went to order like a Diet Coke because they're not drinking. But like, go to like a diner. Like, why do you have to go to like this high end five star restaurant? Like, to have a meeting.
Some bistro on the Upper East Side, like sitting out on the sidewalk, just so you can order like an iced tea.
Yeah, like it was so weird. But then we also see Leah with her parents, Bunny and Brian, which I'm so happy that we saw them in an episode and see her relationship with them because she talks a lot about her relationship with her mom. So it was nice to see it in front of us and how they felt about the trip with her sister. And also her mom claims that Leah is the one that tells them everything. So I was like, oh my God, spill it.
It's nice to see, because obviously a few weeks ago, Leah was really in a bad place, especially with her mom after she had started drinking again in the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to see that now they're at a point where they can have an open conversation about it and her parents can voice their concerns and Leah can respond to that in a way that is actually productive rather than just, you know, like somebody getting angry and then the conversation ends. So it was nice to see. Her parents are very cute. I like Leah encouraging her dad to to start eating healthy. And he's just like, no.
Well, I was like dying because they were like ordering and her dad was like talking to Leah, just started talking about like his esophagus and stuff. And the waiter was like, okay. That was so cute.
I want like a tell-all book that's just waiters that have waited on Real Housewives. Just sharing.
I don't even want. I would be like repulsed, I feel. But then we go to this tea party, which like what? Like what? What do you like? What was that?
Going from seeing Leah like blacked out, tearing things apart in Newport to seeing her at this tea party wearing a giant feathered hat is like such a jarring transition. But I mean, she looks great. But yeah, so Dorinda says she wants to do the tea party so they have an event where people aren't drinking so they can actually work through things. And I thought Leah did a good job of apologizing to Ramona right away, but also kind of standing her ground about how Ramona was not being good to her either. And Ramona does her textbook.
Typical.
She goes, oh, I'm so sorry, Leah. Like, I just, she hits a chord in me and I just can't stay mad. And then next thing you know, she's basically sitting on Leah's lap, hugging her, crying into her about how horrible she feels. And it's like, Ramona, give it a rest. Come on.
Right. But then we go to Ramona's interview where Ramona claims that Leah's apology just isn't what she wanted to hear, which to me, shocking, because I would like Ramona to write down on a piece of paper the type of apology she does want, because why was that not good enough? Of all apologies, like, Leah apologized exactly for what she did, and she said, I'm not going to apologize for who I am, I'm apologizing for what I did, which is like, duh. That's what you're apologizing for. So it's so funny because like, if you're not accepting the apology, then don't like fake accept it and then go talk shit.
Right. Don't, I mean, and not even just accept it, but is, she didn't just say, okay, thank you for your apology. She runs to her, is hugging her, crying with her, acting like it's some miracle that they've worked out their friendship. But it's like, Ramona, and also for Ramona Singer to be critiquing someone's apology technique is pretty rich. As we've seen over the last 12 years, Ramona is the first person to issue an apology that really has no meaning behind it. So
right.
I think Leah, at the very least, doesn't want to have enemies in the group at this point. And so she actually is, you know, willing to move forward. And we'll see. I have a feeling that won't continue on a good path.
Wise words. We'll see. We'll see.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
On Arts Educators Save the World, we talk with artists and their mentors to discuss the transformative work that happens in arts education. We began with Lin-Manuel Miranda and his elementary school music teacher, and mine, Barbara Ames.
The direct education we got from Barbara, it was life-changing.
And since then, we've spoken with Cecily Strong, Josh Radner, Annalie Ashford, Robert Lopez, and so many others, each with their mentors. Join us again as we begin season 2 of Arts Educators Save the World, available everywhere.
But so then we also see Dorinda pull Tinsley aside and basically ambush her with some secret gossip that she was seen in Niagara with Scott recently. And Dorinda, I just for the life of me don't understand why Dorinda keeps inserting herself in Tinsley's personal life. Do you have any, like, I don't get it.
The answer is no. I don't know. It's very, unless she's doing it to try her best to be looking out for Tinsley, I can't come up with an answer for you. I don't know. It's kind of exhausting to watch. It's weird.
The thing is, I agree with you that it would be one thing if she was saying, hey, I just want you to know this thing is out there. I don't know what's going on, but like, I just want you to know that people are talking about it.
Right, but that's not her approach.
Every time she's brought it up in this way that it's like, Tinsley, why are you lying about your personal life? Like, I heard about Scott. What's going on with Scott? Why are you, like, you're not being honest? And it's like, when Tinsley was talking about her kind of like fears of being open because, you know, they've broken up in the past and she doesn't want to get, you know, to look stupid or to get hurt again, I 100% understand that. And it's like, especially if this relationship is new and you're just kind of still figuring things out, why would she want to bring that to the group? It makes total sense to me.
Right. And it was actually sad hearing Tinsley say out loud that she's upset because she wants it to work and she knows that it's not. But... it obviously does.
Right.
And so, it was just sad to hear her say it.
Dorinda pulls her aside, quote unquote, to talk about it. But then, of course, it becomes a topic of conversation at the table. And, you know, I don't think most of these women have negative intentions when they are asking about Tinsley's personal life. But it is just kind of frustrating over and over again to see that they just have no respect for her wishes to keep things kind of on the DL.
Right. And Tinsley's doing what the other women don't do, which is they all take turns sleeping with the same man. And so, like, leave Tinsley's relationship just out.
Just let Tinsley be on and off with Scott in peace.
Oh, Lord. So
I also, Tinsley had a new interview look this week. I don't know if you were, if you like paid attention. She's wearing this white kind of high neck top with like cutouts and stuff. And then her hair is like slicked back, and she's wearing this bejeweled headband that I swear to God is the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Why do I have no idea what you're talking about? Oh my God.
Wait just a second.
In her confessional?
I'll send you the photo because I took a picture of it.
But in her confessional, you're saying?
Yeah, we can get your honest reaction like live.
Okay, this could be fun. On air. Hurry up. Which is shocking because, like, Tinsley has great style for her, you know?
Tinsley's style is, like, very Tinsley, but, okay, I may or may not be able to find
it. It's very Kentucky Derby.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, her style... Okay, while we do this, let's say our number one mm-hmm. people of the week. Who's your top right now?
My top? My Bravo Leb for this week is, I can't keep giving it to Leah, even though she's proving time and time again. Honestly, okay, fine. I won't give it to Leah. I'll give it to Leah's sister, Sarah, because I think her etiquette this weekend from what we saw was fantastic. And she could have went uh-huh. in on these women, but she knew her place.
Okay, check your text.
I got it. Wait, say your Bravo Leb.
I think mine is, I'm going to go with Tinsley, I think, just because I felt for her. And I thought, I'm just liking her energy, and I felt bad for her this episode.
Okay, so I just got Dylan's text of Tinsley's picture, and I think she looks absolutely beautiful. I don't think the headband, I think this look makes her look matronly.
Okay.
It's not the worst confessional look I've ever seen. I just think that the top doesn't go with this headband. And also, it's not like a good look for her. Like it makes her look older, but I think her actual face looks fucking beautiful.
Well, holy yeah, shit. Tinsley is a gorgeous woman, and I don't think anybody would argue with that.
Yeah, so.
So that's that.
Anyway,
if you watch the episode, you'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah, so thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches and join our Facebook group. And have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, guys. And don't forget to check out the Good Influence Fund for Racial Justice at betches.co/donate. Thanks for listening.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches.